So we are going to do it, let's see, it's March 16th, 2004, and we are going to do ATM lesson number 182. And this is the continuation of the bending of the fingers backwards, which we did 2 weeks ago. So this is the second part of it. So take a moment to observe how you're lying on your back this morning, the kind of contact that you're making. Sense how your upper back is resting, your mid-back and lower back. How much of yourself can truly rest on the floor. How are your legs lying on the floor? And just see if you can recall what we did do 2 weeks ago with the bending of the fingers backwards. If there's anything that comes to your mind, if you remember any of the movements. And if you do recall something, why don't you just go ahead on your own and do it? So that you can recall what we did. And then for those of you who weren't here or haven't experienced that lesson, bring your arms out to the side. So your arms are straight out to the side and bend your wrists up so that your fingers are pointing up towards the ceiling. That's it. And think of pulling the fingers the other way, Christy. Turn your palms away from you. So the palms are directed away from you. That's it. Arms are straight out as if you were palms down. And then you pull the fingers up. So it's like you're bending them. If we were to say backwards, is as if you were bending the fingers towards the top of your wrist. Does that make sense to everybody? So if you kept on bending the fingers enough, the nails would come and rest on your wrist. What a concept, huh? And at the same time, can you think of pushing the heel of the hand away from you? So you're bending the fingers backwards and pushing the heel of the hand away from you. So you just get familiar with that concept, with that movement. And you may feel quite a bit of tension throughout the forearm and elbow as if things are stretching that you haven't felt before. And it's fine to feel those things. Good. Let it rest. So now roll to your side and you're going to come to standing on your knees. And once you're on your knees, you're going to put your right foot standing. So it means your left knee is down and then your right foot is standing. Good. And now place your left hand on the floor. There you go. So that you can rest or weight bear on your left hand. That's it. And now you're going to lift your right hand, nope, the other way, in the air. So bring your right hand in the air, looking up at it, and begin to bend the fingers backwards. So again, this idea of bending backwards is how the fingernails you pull backwards. So you lean on your left hand. Just sit your bottom back on your heel first if you want. Okay. Get the hand, there you go, and now lift your bottom up, there, good, hand up, and now look at it. So it's almost like you're making a straight line between the two arms, okay, and bend the fingers backwards. And now as you keep the fingers bent backwards, can you begin to make a circle with your right arm, not the hand, but the circle begins to happen inside the shoulder joint. So imagine your palm is on the ceiling, and if you had paint on the palm of your hand, you would be painting a circle on the ceiling. So you need to keep those fingers backwards so that the thickness of the circle stays the same. Excellent. Make sure you're breathing. Such a tendency to hold our breath in these kinds of postures. Good. Okay, if you need to rest, just come and rest for a moment. Lower the hand down. You can sit back onto your left foot or come onto your knees. There you go. So we won't go, Susie, all the way down. We're just going to sit like this and... Okay, come back up to the same position. That's it. So again, when you press the left hand into the floor, does it make sense to you it's bending the fingers backwards as well? Right? Does that make sense? Bring once again the right hand up, bend the fingers backwards, look at the hand, and look and feel for this connection that the two arms are lined up as one. So you think of the two palms are right over each other, and now begin to make the circle in the opposite direction. And you look at your fingers. Look, the more that you look at the ceiling, the easier it is for the two hands to be lined up over one another. Excellent. Good. And come back and rest. You can sit on the back of your feet. So both knees are down on the floor. And you sit on your heels. Okay, we're going to come up again, but we're going to change over the sides. So that would mean that your left foot is in the standing position and the right hand is on the floor. That's it. So the palm is down, so you're bending through the wrist. And once you feel stable, now make sure, for example, like Christy, notice how your knee and your pelvis are not lined up. That's it. So you want to make sure that your right knee is in a straight line, a 90-degree angle, to balance yourself. There you go. Right? Now, go ahead and lift the left arm up into the air and look at it. Look at the ceiling, bend the fingers back, and begin to draw a circle on the ceiling. And notice which direction you draw the circle on. That's okay. That's good enough.
No, I'm just resting.
If you find yourself holding your breath, remind yourself to then exhale and take a breath in. Nice. And pause and rest. Comes back onto your knees and your heels. So what helps the balance is the distance between the knee and the foot, not the spread this way. So the spread needs to be closer this way so that you create right angles. But if they're too close or too far apart, that's where the wobbliness goes. Does that make sense? So some of you are really close, and so you don't have as much balance. Some of you are too far apart or too far this way. So come back up again and look for, first of all, the right place to be with your right knee and your left foot. Really take a moment so that you're very clear about your balance. And then bring the right hand down to the floor. Much better. And now, where do you put the right hand? Now, is that too close to the left foot, Christy? Yeah. See, where do you want to put that hand? That when you bring the other hand up, that's it. Now, raise your left hand up towards the ceiling. Bend the fingers back. Much better, Christy. And look at the ceiling and begin to do the circle in the opposite direction that you just did. So You're painting a circle on the ceiling. Maybe it could be a happy face. Whenever I think of a happy face, it's yellow. I think that that was the 60s, right? The happy faces with the smile and the black eyes, like the peace symbol. Can you change the direction? And which direction's easier? Very nice. What happens in your back? Is there any movement in your back, or is it just in the shoulder? Okay. Slowly come down and actually go onto your back now and take a full rest. Go ahead and lie on your back. And if it's too much for you, Susie, to go all the way down on your back, you can stay up. Okay, but if you feel like... Right, just stay up. You can make that... And then tomorrow night, I'll just pour a martini through your ears and try you out. Okay, roll to your side and come back up onto your knees. The right foot will be standing. The left knee down. And this time the right hand is going to go in between the knees. So the right foot is standing. And then the right hand goes down over towards the left on the floor. That's it. And then you lift the left hand up towards the ceiling and look at it. Bend the fingers backwards. Other hand. So put, no, you guys go ahead. Christy, put your, no, you were right. I'm sorry. Put your right hand down where you were going to. The right hand, yep. Come there. Good. And now lift the left hand. Now, begin to make a circle with the upper hand on the ceiling. Change direction. Good. Now keep that hand up there. Bend the fingers back even more. And now can you lift the right hand slightly away from the floor? So you just lift and lower. And think of the way that you're going to lift the right hand is by pushing the left hand into the ceiling. That's it, Christy. That's what allows the lift. That's it, Valentina. Look up more towards the ceiling, though. Stretch your eyes. Don't let your eyes leave the hand. So if you were to press the hand into the ceiling, it lifts the whole rib cage so that the right hand becomes light. That's it, Christy. There you go. It's okay. Good. Just do little bits. Good, Susie.
But it's hard to keep this way.
It's okay. Come back to it. There you go. That's it. That's good enough. Can you lower this more? Twist these ribs right here. Let this go down. There. Okay, rest it. Now, come back up to the same position. See if you can have the right hand down, left hand up. And if you think of pushing the left hand into the ceiling enough that the right hand is just light on the floor so that both hands can make circles. And I'm not going to tell you which way they go. So you feel, do they go in the same direction or in opposite direction? Christy, why don't you try it the other way? So keep the left hand down, lift up the right. That's it. And now try to make circles with both hands. If you can think that. Or at least make the circle with the one hand. That's good. Good. Okay, just sit on your heels and rest. Fall, can you try it this one too? Is it the arms? Is it the arms or the leg? Okay. Because you're hardly, what ends up happening is you're not really weight bearing. Whereas the first direction that we did, you're fully weight bearing. So this one, you're not.
Yeah, there's also the twist
and
the rib cage. Okay.
Okay. So come back up again and change over the legs. So that means that the left knee should be standing and the left hand comes to the floor to the inside of the left knee. And once it's down, you lift the right hand up towards the ceiling. Look at the fingers up there and bend the fingers backwards. And now begin to think of pressing the right hand, the right palm, into the ceiling enough that it lifts the whole rib cage so that the left fingers come away from the floor. So, Christy, move your left foot out a little bit. You're too narrow. Go wider. No, that's longer. Nope, that's longer. Wider. There. You need a bigger base. There you go. Now feel the balance now. Oh, look how much easier that is. Now, that's it. Now press the hand into the ceiling, and it lifts automatically the left hand. That's it, Valentina, but eyes, I want your eyes up. It's going to help your neck. Now begin to make the circles and just let the circles, very good. Kristen, that's good. Just start to make the circles. This is by no means easy today. That's why I told Linda not to come. It's like there's no way. That's it. So do they go in the same direction or the opposite direction? That's it, Kristen. Excellent. Good. Okay, everybody go down onto your back, please, and take a nice long rest. Well, it's a lot of issues around balance with this. You can go down, though, because we're going to go onto the stomach. We're going to lie on the stomach, so you can go ahead and lie down. No? Okay. Okay. So just observe how your arms are feeling and your upper back. So there's a lot of twisting the rib cage around the pelvis. And this is the area that when the ribs lose their differentiation from the pelvis is when our balance gets off. Gets off. So what's really important is to be able to twist and separate the ribs from the pelvis. That the higher levels of differentiation improve balance and coordination. It's a really interesting phenomenon. So when a person is really, there's people that get to the point where their actual perception, it's very interesting, their actual perception of the environment changes because the rigidity in the body, meaning that there's so little differentiation that their movement, they're like frozen, stiff with the whole trunk. So when they walk, they actually do this, and what it looks like from a visual vestibular sense is that the earth is tilting because of the rigidity in the body. So what happens in the mind is the perception starts telling the person that the environment is doing that when it's really not. And it comes from a person lacking differentiation. Does that make sense? So they actually think, the earth is doing that, and it's really not. Which would be a very scary place to be. It's terrifying. Because it means your perception's been altered. Okay, please roll over onto your stomach. And once you're on your stomach, extend your two arms straight out to the side. It's kind of how we started on our backs, but so straight out, right? Straight out from your shoulders so the elbows are straight, the hands, almost like your arms were sticks. And begin to bend the fingers backwards. So that means lifting the fingers only and from the heel of the hand. You're lifting them up towards the ceiling. Falk, can you take your arms out to the side or no? Okay. So, and do it slowly and gently. And really think of, you know, the movement coming through the wrist. It's bending where that heel of the hand is in the wrist and pulling the fingers up towards the ceiling. And then you let it go. You might notice it feels easier or more comfortable with one wrist compared to the other. And you can ask yourself if there's any connection or relationship to one of the hands using the mouse on the computer or working at a cash register. Good. And just pause and keeping your arms out to the side. And please turn your face to the right so your left ear is resting on the floor. Please turn your face to the right so your left ear is on the floor. And now this time with your arms straight out, with just the right hand and the right fingers, you're going to bend them back so that the fingers come towards the ceiling. And think you're thinking of as if you were pushing something away from you, just with the right hand and the right fingers, so that as you bend the fingers backwards, there's like a push. And this push travels all the way through your shoulder blade and somehow transmits a force to the other arm. So the other arm's just resting. But if you were to push enough, that you might even start to roll a little bit onto the left. So you do it a little bit and then let it go. You could even imagine, when I was doing this, I was imagining as if I was in some kind of like Indiana Jones film and the walls are closing in. And you would put your hand up and you would be pushing to try to push the arm away from you. And so it's almost like the whole arm starts to move out of the spine and it pulls through the entire self. So you almost feel the left arm pulls like a skewer effect, because you're pushing so hard the heel of your hand away from you. Visualizations help me a lot. So you're looking for that transmission of force from the pushing through the right hand all the way through your spine to the left arm. So Valentina, have the left arm out to the side. You're like a giant skewer. So you feel it going through the left arm. Good. Rest for a moment. It's a better visualization to have the walls closing in than like nails coming up from the floor. So now turn your face to the left, which means your right ear is down. Your arms are again straight out from the shoulders, and now you're going to do the exact same movement with your left hand. And it may be easier for you to access this idea through the left arm and hand compared to the right, which is something important for you to notice about yourself. So again, imagine whatever it takes. For me, again, it was imagining as if the wall is closing in on me, and I'm pushing the heel of my left hand away to keep that wall from closing in, and I feel what happens through the shoulder girdle area, through my spine, all the way into a tug onto the right arm. And can you do this and allow your breathing to be regulated so that you're not holding your breath. Good. And pause again and rest for a moment. Now bring once again both arms out to the side and lie your head whichever side is most comfortable, or we'll say whichever, have your head face the arm that felt the easiest to access. Okay? And now this time, can you begin to do one hand pushing and then the other? So you do like, it's like both walls are coming in. So you use all your energy to push one wall away from you, and then you let that go and you push the other wall with the other hand. So you start to feel more of this kind of like skewer effect going through your spine, the shoulder girdle area. That's nice, Falk. Very good. That's it, Christy. So you start to feel more movement happening through that upper back area. That's it, Susie. You know, just like if you were a skewer, a shish kebab, and you know how when you begin to pull the skewer out, how it moves through the tomato or through the mushroom? Or the piece of meat, and it's a little stuck, so you go back and forth to loosen it. Good. Now, can you do it a little faster? Once. There. A little faster. So you're almost oscillating or wiggling yourself. A little faster. A little less thinking, a little faster. That's nice, Susie. Just let it go back and forth, back and forth. Push, 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 push. Excellent. Very nice. Okay. And let's roll over onto your back and take a rest. So hopefully you're beginning to feel and sense this connection and relationship between your fingers and your hands, and how that connects all the way into your back, the upper back, which is called the thoracic spine area. So when people begin to feel like things like numbness or tingling or loss of sensation, and they often think maybe it's just coming from the fingers, it's actually connected all the way to this area that we're working with today in the thoracic spine. Okay, so go ahead and roll to your sides and come up to your knees again, and the right leg is going to be standing this time. And it's going to be the right hand down, and the fingers should be bent backwards, so that means towards the back of the room. So when you place your right hand down, that's it. The fingers should be pointing backwards. That's it. So get your hand down. That's it. So that you can lift the left hand up towards the ceiling and you can look at the left hand. Does that make sense? So again, take a moment to get your balance. Some of you, again, have such a tendency to put your knees and your foot too close together. So make sure that your left knee and right foot are wide enough that you have balance. And then place your right hand to the outside of the right foot, fingers back towards the heel. Lift the left hand up towards the ceiling and bend those fingers backwards and begin to make a circle. and change the circle. Good. Now just try once or twice while your left arm is up to have that idea of pushing the ceiling away from you enough that it's like you pull to the other side so that your right hand lifts away from the floor. It lightens itself and then you go back down. So your balance is occurring between the right foot and the left knee. The hands should not be balancing you at all. So it means that the rib cage has to twist enough and differentiate from the pelvis to allow yourself to balance so that you can push that left hand up and then go back down. Feel the stretch through your spine. Very good, Kristen. Okay, come rest on your knees. Just sit back on your knees and your heels. And change over the legs this time. So I believe that means the left foot is standing and the left hand will go on the floor next to the left foot with the fingers turned back towards the heel. Or another way of thinking of it is your left fingers are pointed towards the back of the room. So again, this way. And it tells you what's important about this, Christy, is it tells you a lot about yourself with the running of wanting to go in. So even positioning yourself, you're constantly narrowing. So it's like finding where to be. It's back about the hip joints. This would be good for you to work on, is where to be in the hips. Now bring that left hand down, fingers backwards, and lift the right arm up towards the ceiling. Excellent, Kristen. Look at the hand, and now with your right hand, push the heel of the hand up onto the ceiling enough that you take the weight off of the left hand. That's it. So your belly button should be pointing towards the right side of the room. That's how twisted the rib cage becomes. And see if you can make a circle on the ceiling. Good. And come back and sit on your knees and your feet and rest. And just notice when you're sitting on your feet how comfortable that posture is. Does each cheek rest evenly and equally on each foot, each heel? And now come up again. So this time, your right leg is standing, left knee is down. This gets easy. You're getting to be pros. So find your balance. Now the arms go straight out to the side. Bend the fingers backwards. Very nice. And now you're going to turn the hands, which is going to turn your whole self. So as you turn the fingers to come down and back, your chest lifts and you look up. And then you turn the hands and shoulders the other way and you look down. So your fingers start to point down and you round down. Head to Christy. So you soften the chest. You fold from the chest. And then you look up with your chin. It goes away from the chest and the chest lifts. Good. So the fingers are, you're always bending the fingers backwards and now you're turning inside the shoulders. That's it. Round the spine and then arch the spine. The chin goes up towards the ceiling and at that same point, the heels of the hand are up. And then as you turn the fingers back up towards the ceiling and around, you fold the chest and you look down. And somehow you breathe at the same time. Imagine that. Very nice. Excellent. Okay, pause for a moment. Just sit on your knees and heels. Okay, come back up and change over the legs. Left foot standing. Right knee, make sure that you find your balance first so that the right knee is right under your right hip joint and that left foot is out wide enough so you have balance. If it's too close in, you're off balance, right? Good. Hands out to the side, bend the fingers back, and begin to do the same movement of looking up, the heels of the hands turn up, your chin pulls away from your chest, and then you fold down with your chest, your head, and chin. You look towards the floor, and the fingers go down. Very nice. Good. And now come to sitting. So just lower yourself down and sit with your legs crossed. And rest in that position for a moment. And then bring just the soles of your feet together. So uncross your legs and have the soles of the feet together. Very nice. Bring the arms straight out to the side, fingertips up, pushing the heels of the hands away from yourself. And once again, begin to do the same movement of turning the fingers down to fold yourself round, letting your chest, your spine, and your head all round. And then as you bring the fingers up and the heels of the hand up, then you lift the chest, arch the lower back. Your chin stretches towards the ceiling. Very nice. Good. And let it go and lie on your back and rest. And now one last movement. Bring your arms straight out to the side while lying on your back. Bend your fingertips up towards the ceiling so that the heels of the hand are just on the floor and your arms are straight out. And go back to this idea of what we did on the stomach where you push, let's say, the right hand first. You're pushing that right wall away from you, and then you push with the left so that you start to skewer through your spine, through the shoulder girdle area. Really imagine the walls are closing in on you and that somehow you're going to push, that's it. And begin to notice what your head would like to do. Does it want to roll and look at one hand at a time? And does it like to look at the hand that's pushing or the hand that's in a way retracting from the push? Right? So as you push with one hand, it almost pulls the other one in. You push. Good. And see if you can go a little faster. That's it. Almost to create, that's very nice, Valentina, creating like an oscillation. See if you can go a little faster, Christy, so you get that oscillation feeling. That's it. There. And then you feel what happens in the ribs, the pelvis, the legs. That's it, Susie. So go as fast as you can. Like, you know how Jell-O wiggles when it's settling in the refrigerator? That's it. You're going to wiggle like Jell-O. That's it, Kristen. A little faster. Push it through the heels, not just the ribs. Now feel it through the heels of the hand. That's it. Very nice. Okay, and let it go and rest. You all did a really nice job today. It's somewhat of a challenging connection to find up there. So just observe and notice how you're lying on your back now, and in particular, how it feels in that upper back area. Perhaps there's more of an aliveness, as if something has changed and opened up, and your ability to sense and perceive new areas is available now. And how you sense your arms resting down along your side, how your lower back and pelvis is resting, and your legs. And then take a moment to observe your breath and your breathing. Okay, go ahead and roll to one of your sides. Come up to standing. And when standing, see how it feels?